Very good evening, brethren. Thank you, Brother G.L., for reading Psalm 13. Psalm 13 is written by David. David went through much ups and downs in his life. He had good and bad times. He trusted God, and with God's help, he was able to make many wise and godly decisions. But he also made sinful ones. When he sinned against God, he also repented and was restored with God. God called David as a man after his own heart, as recorded in 1 Samuel chapter 13, verse 14. The Lord has sought him a man, that's David, after his own heart, and the Lord had commanded him to be captain over his people. As an ordinary man, David also struggled emotionally, just like you and I. At times, he would have felt lonely and isolated, as though God was not there. But we know that God was always there for David, as well as for all of us. From Psalm 13, I like to share 3 points, namely, plead, pray, and praise to God. Firstly, plead to God. In verses 1 to 2, we note that the words, how long, were recorded 4 times. The question mark was repeated 5 times. In between how long and question mark, the words used indicated that they were pleas or lamentations to God. David questioned whether God had forgotten him. Surely it was just an expression or metaphor, as David knew that God is omnipresent and omniscient. David knew that God was always there with him. Why? The Bible tells us that David had very close and intimate relationship with God. He knew that God is sovereign and will never forsake him. Those pleas and lamentations were not those from an unbeliever, but someone who trusted God fully. David had also lamented to God on many other occasions, but at all times, he continued to trust God. He referred God as his rock, light, and salvation. In Psalm 42, verse 9, I will say unto God, my rock, why hast thou forgotten me? Why go I mourning because of the oppression of the enemy? In Psalm 27, verse 1, David reiterated that God is his light and his salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Whom shall I be afraid? David was not frustrated or angry with God. David was just being honest to God and pour out his feelings with a sincere and contrite heart. Jesus at the cross also pleaded and lamented to God the Father when he said at about the 9th hour, Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani? That is to say, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? Matthew 27, verse 46. Jesus, at that point, who is fully man, pleaded to God the Father with a sincere and honest heart, for God's will be done, and for Christ to complete his sacred work of sacrifice for sinners and to save us from eternal death. God the Father heard Christ's honest plea. In God's perfect timing, Christ suffered, bled, and died on the cross for us. Therefore, we can also plead and lament to God in a sincere and honest manner. We are to plead to God for his will to be done for each one of us. So what shall we do after the honest and sincere pleas to God? That brings us to the next point. Pray to God. David pleaded to God. Then in verses 3 and 4, David turned to God in prayer and supplication. He solely relied upon God for deliverance and not through his own strength. He expressed his continual faithfulness in God during times of trials and tribulation. David did not forget God. He put God first and asked God to enlighten him and deliver him from his enemies. on numerous occasions, David trusted and stayed faithful to God. In Psalm 27, verse 1, the Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? In Psalm 25, verse 2, O my God, I trust in thee. Let me not be ashamed. Let not my enemies triumph over me. David chose to seek and pray to God always. He trusted that God would triumph over his enemies and deliver him. In our Christian living, we will experience affliction, infirmities, trials and tribulation. We will experience injustices. Instead of turning to God as our immediate first aid, we tend to turn to worldly options. We rather trust in chariots and horses than to put our trust in God. As written in Psalm 20, verse 7, some trust in chariots and some in horses, but we will remember the name of the Lord our God. Praying is key to our relationship with God. We just sang the song, How Long Has It Been? Apart from our three repetitive prayers of thanks during meal times, let us ask ourselves, quoting from the first part of the song, how long has it been since you talked with the Lord and told him your heart's hidden secrets? How long since you prayed? We are often reminded to pray without ceasing to God and to thank him for all that he has done for us, whether it's blessings or going through tough times. In Philippians chapter 4, verse 6, be careful for nothing, or not be anxious, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. After our prayer of thanksgiving and supplication, we will inevitably ask God, what is your answer to our prayer? Well, the following verse 7 in Philippians chapter 4 gives the answer. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. God will grant us his peace. Surely the peace of God is the best outcome when we pray. And as we patiently wait on the Lord for his sovereign will for us, God will grant us his strength and courage as we wait upon him. Psalm 27, verse 14 tells us, wait on the Lord, be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thy heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. Thirdly, we are to worship and to praise God. David pleaded and prayed to God. In verses 5 and 6, David reiterated and reinforced his trust and faith in God and rejoiced in God's salvation, grace, and mercy. He praised God in songs and thanked God for blessing him bountifully, even when he did not receive immediate relief from God after his pleas and prayer. Why, you may ask? The reason? David already experienced God in the past and knew that God is always faithful and is abundant in love, grace, and mercy. God will not forsake him. Similarly, God will never forsake us because of his love and mercy. Lamentation chapter 3, verses 22 to 23 says, it is of the Lord's mercy that we are not consumed, because his compassions fail not. They are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. And in Romans chapter 8, verses 38 to 39, for I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature. Yes, nothing shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Such a wonderful promise from God. David anchored his life on God. He continued to worship and praise God even during times of trials and tribulation. We will encounter trials, tribulation, and trying times at different phases of our lives. The woes appear to loom over our head and heavy burden on our shoulders. in such a dire situation, how can anyone be able to praise God? But David did. He knew God intimately and had experienced him. We can also experience God intimately when we study his word, know him, communicate with him through prayers, and experience him of his sovereignty, attributes, and promises. Nothing will separate us from God's love. God will never forsake us if we draw nigh to him always. We need not fear because we have Christ. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 8 to 10 says, we are troubled on every side, yet not distressed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Cast down, but not destroyed. Always bearing about in the body of the dying of the Lord Jesus, that the life also of Jesus might be made manifest in our body. With such comfort, promise, and assurance from God, we are to praise God and worship him in truth and in spirit, regardless the situations we are in. Question, are we able to glorify and praise God and to enjoy him forever? It must be a good reason for this to be recorded in the first question of the Westminster Shorter Catechism. This is the key thing that we must do, even when we are overwhelmed with all the issues and problems plaguing in our earthly lives. We are to glorify God and to enjoy him forever. And we can only enjoy God if we love him. Surely, it is more difficult to enjoy someone whom you do not love. David loved God. David praised God, even though he had not received immediate deliverance from his pleas, lamentations, and prayers. David glorified God and enjoyed him forever. In summary, Psalm 13 recorded three key points for us to remember. Plead to God, pray to God, praise to God. Firstly, David with a contrite heart sincerely and honestly pleaded and lamented to God of his trials and tribulation, but clearly not a complaint to God and not sinning against God. Secondly, David immediately made known his supplication through his prayers to God, a clear indication of David's faithfulness and relationship with God, and that God is always with him to hear and deliver him. Thirdly, yet without God's immediate deliverance, David stood steadfast in his faithfulness to God and worshiped and praised God for salvation and his bountiful love, grace, and mercy. So, what will be our response when we are in David's situation? May Psalm 13 speak to us and reinforce our faithfulness in God, who knows what we are going through, and for us to draw nigh to him by our close relationship with him, to studying his word and prayers, and always to give thanks, glory, and praise to him. Let us all glorify God and enjoy him forever. Let us pray. Our Almighty God and Heavenly Father, we praise and thank you for your word and promises that you will never forsake us, even when we are in times of affliction, trials, and tribulation. Help us to seek your sovereign will for each one of us and to always put our trust in you. Remind us to praise and give our glory to you and to enjoy you forever. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.